You know, he's making a run for the Senate, folks. He's making a run for the Senate in all likelihood again. You know, I always forget a name, and I have to write it in big letters so I don't forget, because it always slips my mind who is the current senator. I know there's Schumer, but I always forget the other one. And I wrote it down this time. Gillibrand, her name is, right? Yeah, Kirsten Gillibrand. Anyway, Mike Sapracone. You know him well. You know him as a show host, one of the great ones on this radio station. Mike Sapracone is running for Senate, and he was a policeman, a police department detective for years, over 25 years. And he has ran his own security company and everything else. He has thrown his hat into the ring. Michael, welcome aboard.
Good morning, Jay. Good morning. Thank you so much for having me. It's always a pleasure to get to talk to you in the morning. And it's been a great week or so. I mean, I started the week up in Buffalo on Saturday at a Back the Blue rally. And what a great turnout and great to talk to people and support the local police up in Buffalo area and up in Western New York, and just to meet with so many people who work hard every day just to keep us safe. And then we were able to go down to the NYPD fire department hockey game. And, you know, being that old cop you talked about, we usually lose to the fire department, but it was a great game, and it was 6-5. We still lost, but one of our better games. So hey, we're starting to get a little better. So that was a great event to be at.
Yeah. You know, I love those hockey events. That's why, you know, I was kidding the sheriff a little bit.
I saw the sheriff Saturday night there. And I heard you talking about it. Yes, I did. I saw the sheriff Saturday night there, along with the Suffolk County Police Commissioner. It was great to see both of them.
Two great guys, without question. You're working it. I'm following your track all the time, Mike. You are crisscrossing the Empire State left and right. What's reaction going on like right now?
Well, it's great. I'm up in Broome County right now in Binghamton.
Wow.
I was here yesterday walking in a dairy farm, walking the streets of Endicott. I visited the correctional facility, the Broome County Correctional Facility, and I spoke at a dinner last evening. The reaction is great. And, you know, you had to write down her name. And I say to everybody, I speak in cop terms, and if you put her in a lineup, can you pick her out?
No.
And then I actually said to somebody at the dinner last night, you know, she's sitting at table 18. Did anybody even recognize her? So I got a little bit of a laugh for that. But, It's a great reaction, Jay. Everybody is understanding that these aren't just conservative and Republican issues. These are American issues. And people are, that's resonating with people throughout this great state. And to travel these 62 counties and, you know, being a city kid and then a Long Island kid, I have to apologize that I never realized how vast this state is and how many different things happen from downstate to upstate.
Yeah.
You know, just being up in Clinton, at the border up there. We talk about, illegal immigration on the southern border. We never even talk about the northern border, Jay. And up in Clinton County, a young lady told me a story how her parents moved from Brooklyn to Clinton County to see the stars at night. And all she sees now is helicopters. That illegal immigration has increased by 250% on our northern border. It's a sin. It's just terrible.
This is what happens when you have people who really don't care. They don't care about keeping people safe. I got to be honest with you. And a lot of people always ask me, truth be told, do you really not know her name? Of course I know her name. But it's tongue-in-cheek. Gillibrand has done nothing. Has really done nothing as a United States senator. I'm sorry. She really hasn't. Her claim to fame is saying she wouldn't run for president. All of a sudden she's on a debate stage with the blah, blah a couple of years ago. You know, it's a damn shame. It really is. The other claim to fame is, you know, she took a selfie with the president at the State of the Union. Listen, here's the bottom line. She hasn't done anything for the state and certainly nothing here. I don't even think she knows where Long Island is on the map. I don't think she would know how to get here without a GPS, honestly. But
that's the way it is, though, Jay, throughout the whole state, though. I think she has that same issue everywhere in these 62 counties.
Yeah, and she's got to be held accountable. You know, listen, the other guy has lost a lot off that fastball. Whether or not he sticks around, who knows? Probably will. But in essence, Gillibrand really has to go. I mean, honestly, we need two individuals who will fight tooth and nail I mean, that's what it comes down to, Mike, these days. With all that's going on in Washington and everything else, we need strength. We don't have strength representing this great state. We need strength, and then you need to be forceful and everything else. A lot of people have said that about you, that you can do a really good job.
Well, I appreciate that, and that's what I plan on doing. You need to talk to the constituents. You need to get out there with everybody. You need to be seen, and you need to be heard, but you do need to listen. And I've enjoyed the opportunity to start to listen to the people of this great state and see what their concerns are. We can't solve every problem right away, but we can listen to their problems and their concerns, and we can try to work on that together. And we don't do that. You need a representative representing us, the voters of New York State, who cares, and I care. And I've done this with the police department for over 20 years. I've done it with my business for over 30 years. You know, you need to bring people to the table and work on best practices. And, you know, my good friend, Senator D'Amato, who was on my show many times, and when he was on my show, we would call it Street Smart with Alphonse D'Amato, guest Mike Sapricone, okay? Because you think I can talk, Jay. You know how the senator.
Oh, yeah, I remember Alphonse.
And he would talk about how him and Ted Kennedy would be on the floor and debating and discussing and arguing. And then he'd sit down later with him, have a drink or a cigar. And they were friendly. They worked together. We don't see that anymore. We don't see anybody working together. I look at young people. You know, a great friend of mine, an ex-detective in New York City, now our congressman in District 4, Anthony D'Esposito. He's out there working so hard, Jay, and you know him. And he was at Columbia on Monday with Mike Waller, another young congressman. And today the speaker is going to be there to talk about the... You know, Hillebrand and Schumer haven't even taken a stand. They've been silent.
No.
Anything Schumer said was negative towards Israel, okay? And now they're just sitting there watching what's going on, what's destroying our university and our young people.
You know what I hate about Schumer? It's always reading off a piece of paper. It's like a scripted thing with Chuck, you know, in front of a camera. Loves being in front of the camera, but he loves talking in front of a piece of paper. Why can't you ever talk in front of the camera to all of us, Senator, and talk off the cuff? I mean, that's a great point you made. I want to. You mean to tell me we got two senators representing New York, and that neither of them denouncing what went on in Columbia? It's unbelievable. I mean, could Gillibrand actually hold a presser and give me something here? I mean, we look for leadership. We got none. We honestly have none. I mean, if you can't come out in your own state with what's happening at Columbia, NYU, Cornell, I mean, what it gives? I don't understand it. Are we towing the company line so much that we can't denounce? You got to be kidding me. And by the way, Chuck is the highest ranking Jewish member on the planet on Capitol Hill. Can you give me a little something here? And don't read off piece of paper all the time with the glasses on the bridge of the nose. I mean, come on, stop. I can't take it anymore.
Relate to the constituents. Talk to them about things they understand. Our heads. Talk to them about things they understand and care about. You have to care. If you don't care, move away. Do something different. Find another line of work.
Yeah. I mean, really. Maybe Chuck has... Maybe he has a future in media. I don't know. Maybe he could read a teleprompter. I'm not sure. Maybe he can do sports. I don't know. But I think time has passed Charles Schumer at this point. And Kirsten Gillibrand really needs to find another line of work. I mean, that's enough. I've had it. They don't represent the state well. It's just ridiculous. Talking with Mike Sapricone, ladies and gentlemen, he is running to take on that spot and represent the state in New York November. Mike, first thing that Mike Sapricone thinks about on November the 6th after you win, what happens? What's the mindset?
I start traveling the state again and thanking everyone, Jay, for what they did, for how they made the change. They made the decision, okay? Because that's what we have to do. We have to get out there and vote and make the decision. I sit down that morning, have a cup of coffee. I probably come on your show, okay? And then we talk. Then we go out there and we start making the tour again. And we go out there and we thank people for what they did. And we promise people that I will work 300% to listen to them, to understand their needs, and to start to get things to change here in the state of New York and in the United States of America.
And it's about working together. I mean, we don't see it right now. We really don't see it. We had a bipartisan bill that was signed last night. Mike Johnson really has no choice. Had to get it done. Listen, the border is of top importance without question right now. Mike, how do we fix this border? And you know, listen, the only way I say is new representation in the White House. It's not getting done any other way. But in betwixt and in between, how we fix this thing?
Well, and I agree with you. And you know, I was very proud and honored to be endorsed by President Trump, you know, back in March, and that was a big deal. And it's a big deal to get President Trump back in the White House.
Yeah.
So that we can go back to law and order on the border. The laws are there. We're just, the Democrats, the far left, the Biden administration, has just decided we're not going to do that. We're not going to follow the rules. We don't have a plan A, so there can't be a plan B. But when President Trump wins again in November, this will start to change. We will start to get back to a law and order state, a law and order country. And then we will show again, Jay, that we're the number one power in the United States, in the world. I mean, look what's happening in Ukraine and Israel, the opportunity for China to move into Taiwan. This is because we're showing weakness. We're showing weakness as a country. When we step up our game and we show the strength that we have and the unity we have for the rest of the free world, people fear us. And I'm not saying fear is what you need, but you need people to respect us and to understand that we're not playing games. And right now, we've become the laughingstock of this world. We're not the strong nation we were and we need to be.
Peace by strength. I mean, it works. Simple formula, but good, right? It worked in the days of Reagan, certainly with Trump. Say what you want about Trump. Peace by strength works. It's about respect. We have none. I mean, let's face it, folks. We've got weakness. When you have weakness, this is what happens. Unless you go back to Afghanistan a couple of years ago, it's where it all started. The botched withdrawal. It's weakness. And it permeates across this globe. Look what is going on right now. It is unbelievable. Mike Sacconi is running to change things, ladies and gentlemen. Change things. And we'll keep an eye on that. Mike is in Broome County as we speak. Appreciate the call as always. And we look forward to the next time, sir.
Well, Jay, thank you. And thank you for your support. And everyone, you know, Mike Sacconi for Senate. .com. I need your support. I need your help. I need advice. I always seek advice to listen and to learn what's going on. But, Jay, always a pleasure to be with you guys.
Hey, can I give you one last piece of advice? You always look for advice. Yes, sir.
Sure.
Keep up the great work.
Thank you, Jay. Thank you very much.
I know how hard you're working, too. So keep it up. I mean that sincerely.
And you know what? I'm enjoying it. I'm having fun.
You know something? It sounds like you're having fun. You know, it sounds like it. It's not a chore. Mike wants to change things. He literally wants to change things. And you know something? When you enjoy that aspect, that's what permeates here, and that's what I get a sense of. Am I correct in saying that?
You're correct. And I've always told my employees and my children, find something that you enjoy doing, and then it's not a job. It's a passion. It's a career. And if you enjoy it, you're a better person and the people around you are better. I'm having a ball. I really am. I wish I was 30 years younger sometimes, okay? But I'm having a ball. I'm enjoying this. And I look forward to every day.
Well, keep up the great work and we'll be following your path. And know that you have the stage here anytime you need it as far as messaging. You know that. As with everybody, by the way, as with everybody. But we appreciate your hard work, my friend. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, Jay. Talk soon now.